What About the Seedline Doctrine? By Charles Weissman. Read for you by Paul Maitrejane. This is a free tearingdownidols.com audiobook. Reproduction and redistribution are encouraged. For more free reading and listening material, please visit tearingdownidols.com. Chapter 5. Sources of Satanic Seedline Beliefs. While the concept of a serpent or satanic entity having sex with Eve and thereby producing Cain is not found within Scripture, it is found in other sources. The concepts of the Satanic Seedline Doctrine are not some new beliefs, but are a rehash of old superstitious and pagan beliefs. The idea of an evil supernatural entity having direct contact with man is found in most pagan religions. The serpent was also a common subject within many pagan religions and cultural beliefs. Throughout the ancient pagan world, the serpent was the symbol of the creative principle, or the germinal life principle. It thus possessed supernatural powers by which it could cause or bring life. Witchcraft and demonology. The subject of demonology encompasses various stories, legends, rumors, and myths involving the devil, or demons who assume the form of a man or animal so as to have sex with women. In the book, The Encyclopedia of Witchcraft and Demonology, the author devotes some 8 pages to the subject of sexual relations with devils. The source and history of this subject are related by the author as follows. Theologians and demonologists were puzzled as to how demons, who were spirits, could have relations with humans. The fact itself was accepted, for it had the authority of the Bible and church behind it. Augustine, 420 AD, in his De Civitate Dei, expounded Genesis 4:4. The sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. He was the first to consider fully whether the angels, since they are spirits, are able bodily to have intercourse with women. Augustine inclined to the affirmative, although he denied that the angels of God so sinned. Pope Innocent VIII and Bonaventure also agreed that intercourse between devils and humans was possible. Augustine, and in particular Thomas Aquinas, affirmed that demons as evil spirits either entered into corpses or else made new bodies out of the elements. Footnote: Russell H. Robbins, The Encyclopedia of Witchcraft and Demonology, Bonanza Books, New York, 1959-1981, pages 461 to 468. End footnote. The belief of demons having sex with women had the support of the Bible only because church leaders claimed it was in the Bible. It is interesting to note that Augustine's rationalistic explanation of the sons of God is that of Rabbi Simeon ben Yohai, 150 AD. Footnote: The Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 2, 1902-1916, page 313. End footnote. So this notion of demonology, that sex with demons is possible, and that children may result, was a Jewish doctrine adopted by some early heterodox Christians. Over the centuries, it became a theme for stories, beliefs, and doctrines. Witches have been historically infamous for consorting with devils and demons. The relationship is not solely for purposes of casting spells or curses on people, but also to have sexual relations with them. There are many stories about witches claiming to have had sexual intercourse with the devil. Some have confessed that their children were fathered by the devil. These sexual escapades usually occur during a Sabbat or witch's Sabbath. The Sabbat is a midnight meeting of witches, sorcerers, and demons. When worshiping the devil, the witches are said to approach him and assume different postures or dances to entice indiscriminate intercourse with the devil. Many devil stories have arisen by rumor perpetrated by those who hate or oppose others, or see them as being evil. Such persons are claimed to be the offspring of the devil. Legends, perhaps arising from rumors circulated by their enemies, credited many well-known historical figures with devilish origin. Robert, the father of William the Conqueror, Luther, Alexander the Great, Plato, Caesar Augustus, Scipio Africanus, Romulus, Remus, Merlin, and the whole race of Huns. Footnote: Robbins, The Encyclopedia of Witchcraft and Demonology, page 465. End footnote. Since the Jews have long been the self-sworn enemy of Christendom, they have been portrayed by many Christians throughout history as being of a devilish origin. It is a small step, then, to make them out to be the literal descendants of the devil, or Satan. Gnostic sources. Gnosticism is a system of belief combining ideas derived from Greek philosophy, Oriental mysticism, and heretical Christianity. It stresses salvation through gnosis, an intuitive knowledge in spiritual matters. Christian Gnosticism was an attempt to separate Christianity from its past by infusing some of its concepts with pagan wisdom. In The Other Bible, which is a collection of ancient esoteric texts, we find under the section Diverse Gnostic Texts, writings from Gnostic groups called Cainites, Sethians, and Ophites. Some of their ancient pagan wisdom included beliefs about Cain's demonic origin and devils mating with humans. There also broke out another heresy, called that of the Cainites, for they glorify Cain as if conceived by some potent power which operated him. Footnote: The Other Bible, page 652, quoting Tertullian. End footnote. Ialdabaoth, a deity, created woman, Eve. Angels seduced her and generated sons from her. The other angels came and admired her beauty and called her Eve. They desired her and from her generated sons who are called angels. Eve sinned when she committed adultery with angels. Footnote: The Other Bible, edited by Willis Barnstone, Harper and Row, San Francisco, 1984, pages 659 and 662. End footnote. An early church father, Irenaeus, in his treatise Against Heresies, also spoke of the Gnostic doctrines of the Ophites and Sethians. He shows how they believed that angelic powers came to Eve, admiring her beauty and falling in love with her, begat sons by her. Footnote: The Ante-Nicene Fathers, Volume 1, page 356, Eerdmans Publishing Company, Grand Rapids. End footnote. Masonic beliefs. These same ideas of the Satanic Seedline Doctrine are also found in Masonic teachings. In his notorious Masonic book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike writes the following: "The image of Ialdabaoth, reflected upon matter, became the serpent spirit, Satan, the evil intelligence. Eve, created by Ialdabaoth, had by his sons children that were angels like themselves." Footnote: Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, 1871-1927 edition, page 563. End footnote. It is obvious from these statements that certain Masons have picked up on Jewish and Gnostic teachings and beliefs concerning Eve and Satan. Another well-known Mason, Manly P. Hall, similarly states, "In chapter 4, verse 1 of Genesis, Eve says, 'I have gotten a man from the Lord.' This indicates that Cain was not the child of Adam, but of the archangel Samael, the old serpent. The rabbins insist that Cain was the son of Samael, and Abel the son of Adam. Two orders of human beings are therefore reported." Footnote: Manly P. Hall, Old Testament Wisdom, page 120, end footnote. Nesta Webster supports this in speaking of the Rosicrucians, an age-old Masonic group involved in secret teachings entrusted to a few. In a book by the leader of this group, we find it solemnly stated that, according to Max Heindel, Eve cohabited with serpents in the Garden of Eden, that Cain was the offspring of her union with the Lucifer Samael, and that from this divine progenitor, the most virile portion of the human race descended, the rest being merely the progeny of human parents. Footnote, Nesta H. Webster, Secret Societies and Subversive Movements, page 317, end footnote. It is clear that the Masons and Rosicrucians obtained their teaching of satanic seed line from Gnostic teachings, since we find the same words and concepts employed in Gnostic beliefs. In fact, some say the origins of Masonry are derived from Gnosticism. The seven founders of Freemasonry were all Gnostics. Gnosticism, as the mother of Freemasonry, has imposed its mark in the very center of the chief symbol of this association. It is Gnosticism, which is the real meaning of the G in the flamboyant star. Footnote, Lady Queenborough, Occult Theocracy, page 34, end footnote. Albert Pike, in his book Morals and Dogma, often compares Gnostic mysteries, theories, ideas, and view of God with Masonic teaching. Footnote, see the Index Digest of Morals and Dogma, page 65, end footnote. Talmudic and Rabbinical Literature. The Talmud is a collection of Jewish tradition on matters of civil and religious law and religious doctrine. It sprang from two schools of thought, one of Babylon and the other in Palestine. The oral traditions of the Talmud were written down by 500 AD. Among these traditions, we find the basic concept of the Satanic Seedline doctrine, as stated in the book Yabamoth. Rabbi Yohanan stated, "When the serpent copulated with Eve, he infused her with lust." Footnote, the Babylonian Talmud, Yabamoth 103b, translated by Reverend Dr. Israel W. Slotkey, Sonsino Press, London, 1936, page 711, end footnote. A similar statement is also made in the Talmudic book Shabbath 146a. The Talmud, of course, is well known for its topics of sexual perversion and debauchery, and how it condones acts of sodomy, bestiality, adultery, pedophilia, and rape. Talmudic concepts come from the Jewish sages or rabbis and from their rabbinical writings. In this body of writings, we find the origins of the Satanic Seedline doctrine. For instance, in the Jewish Encyclopedia, under the subheading Eve in rabbinical literature, it states, "Cain's real father was not Adam, but one of the demons. Seth was Eve's first child by Adam." Footnote, the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 5, Funk and Wagnalls Company, New York, 1904-1916, page 275, end footnote. Speaking on the subject of Satan, as taught in rabbinical teachings, the Jewish Encyclopedia states, "Satan was the father of Cain." Footnote, the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 11, 1905-1916, page 70, end footnote. In the Midrash, which is a rabbinical exposition of the Pentateuch, we find the following statement. "The mother of all living means the mother of all life, for Rabbi Simon said, throughout the entire 130 years during which Adam held aloof from Eve, the male demons were made ardent by her, and she bore, while the female demons were inflamed by Adam, and they bore." Footnote, Midrash Rabbah, Volume 1, Bereshith 20, 11, translated by Rabbi Dr. H. Friedman and Maurice Simon, Sonsino Press, London, 1939, page 170. End footnote. The principle behind the Midrash is to find a new meaning in Scripture, one not intended by the writers of Scripture. It thus asserts a new meaning for Eve being the mother of all living, Genesis 3, verse 20. That meaning is that she had sexual encounters with demons during the 130 years before Seth was born, Genesis 5, verse 3. The Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is the esoteric mystic lore of Judaism based upon an occult interpretation of the Bible. It has been handed down as secret doctrine to the initiated. Its origin, however, is obscure. Footnote: An Encyclopedia of Religion, edited by Virgilius Firm, Philosophical Library, New York, 1945, page 412. And footnote. The birthplace of the Kabbalah was Palestine, but it was in Babylonia during the Middle Ages, 550 to 1000 AD, that it experienced its first substantial systematic development. Its occult religious philosophy was developed by certain Jewish rabbis over the centuries. Since the Kabbalah is based on a mystical and pagan interpretation of the scriptures, it provides rabbis the means to convey their perverted viewpoints contrary to the original intent of Scripture. That the Kabbalists taught the underlying concepts of satanic seed line doctrine is revealed by Nesta Webster. In the Jewish Kabbalah, Eve is accused of cohabiting with the serpent. Footnote: Nesta Webster, Secret Societies and Subversive Movements, page 34. End footnote. One Kabbalistic work is the Zohar, which dates from the 2nd century AD. It states the following in regards to Genesis 4, verse 1. Now Adam clave to that unclean spirit, and his wife clung to it at first, and received defilement from it. Hence, when Adam begat a son, that son was the son of the impure spirit. Thus, there were two sons, one from an unclean spirit, and one after Adam had repented. Thus, one was from the pure side and one from the impure. Rabbi Eleazar said, when the serpent injected his impurity into Eve, she absorbed it, and so when Adam had intercourse with her, she bore two sons, one from the impure side and one from the side of Adam. It was natural, too, that Cain, coming from the side of the angel of death, should kill his brother. Footnote: The Zohar, Volume 1, Bereshith 54a, translated by Harry Sperling and Marie Simon, the Sonsino Press, London, 1931, pages 171 through 172. End footnote. The unclean spirit is an esoteric reference to the nature of the evil serpent who is himself unclean and defiled the world. It is said that all the unclean spirits are akin to the evil serpent. It is interesting that in this statement is found a premise for one of the teachings of the satanic seed line doctrine. That is that Eve was impregnated by the serpent and then by Adam, thus giving birth to Cain and Abel as twins. That two males can impregnate the same woman and produce twins is extremely rare, and by itself casts grave doubts on its validity. The concept of a dual impregnation was not actually necessary to support the satanic seed line doctrine, as there is support for Cain and Abel not being twins, Jubilees 4, 1. Having the serpent produce Cain and Adam producing Abel in separate conceptions and births would have met the requirements of the doctrine. So why assert something that is bizarre and improbable when it is not necessary? It seems that there was definite Kabbalistic influence in the construction of this doctrine.